I'm Steve O'Dell with Mission Network News. Last weekend, gunmen kidnapped more than 160 worshippers attending churches in northern Nigeria. Or did they? Nigerian police now say the news is false, but local residents maintain that it's true. Disinformation tactics could be at work, says Floyd Brobel with Voice of the Martyrs Canada. Some might want to downplay a real kidnapping to avoid the chance of another United States airstrike, but others might want that type of intervention.
Part of the issue is that we're dealing with a very volatile region, and many of these places are remote, so they're not easy to get to verify quickly.
Questions aside, it's a fact that kidnappings and killings are a core part of the strategy of Islamic militants. That's why VOM Canada helps Nigerian believers with practical aid as well as teaching on the theology of persecution. Please pray daily for this suffering church to stand firm. And drinking or smoking less is a common New Year's resolution, but did you know that nearly half, approximately 43% of people, give up on their goals before the end of January? Resolve alone isn't enough to stop an addictive habit. The Lighthouse's Brandon Bauer says,
addiction is an outflow of the selfish heart. We're not denying that there's chemical aspects, but if we want to get to the root of addiction behavior, we have to go back to Scripture. We've got to look at how the heart is affected by sin.
The Lighthouse offers a 30-day residential program for men who struggle with life-altering addictions. Hope rises as they study God's Word. Look for the full report at missionnews.org to connect with the Lighthouse.
We would love to talk to anyone who's interested in learning how to help someone overcome addiction from a biblical perspective.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.